Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while filling my soul with the music and art of the late indie rock singer-songwriter, David C. Berman. How are you all doing? Is everyone seated appropriately? I hope so. I hope you're all doing what you like to do when you listen to me. I don't know what that is. Some people might go for walks. Some people might cut the grass. Some people might do chores around the house. Other people are Sunday podcast listeners. I'm not sure where you fit in. Maybe shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. I would love to know. I've heard from several of you over the last couple of weeks, and it really does mean a lot. I don't have words to express the idea that, you know, I stand on this virtual soapbox and talk into the ether, and yet there's somebody on the other end that's got the other piece of the styrofoam cup and string, and is listening, and is not only listening but is empathizing and feeling that they have something to contribute to my well-being. There's just not words for what that means. It's incredible. It's an incredible feeling. I've made so many great friends here, and I don't want this to sound perfunctory because I'm not going anywhere yet. Although I'm going to tell you, it's been a fucking terrible last few days. I talked to my therapist today, and prior to talking to her, had I not had an appointment with her, I would have been visiting the hospital today. I've been having suicidal ideation, and it's coming in a different way than it's come in the past. Slightly more planful, and that's scary as fuck, because I've got two young daughters, and I'm not ready to say goodbye to this mortal coil, you know. Although I'm exhausted. I'm fucking exhausted. And I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. I think my drugs need fixing. For that, I need a referral to see a psychiatrist, because my psychiatrist flew the coop. Earlier this summer, and I should have followed up sooner, but I didn't. This is a note to future self. Follow up when the time comes, because when you need it, it's tough to get it. So if there's something that's lingering in your world, fucking deal with it. And even if it's, you know, just something for the future that's there for you when you do need it, you'll be in much better shape. Like, I could have actually went to the hospital today and asked for my, you know, psychiatrist. And they would understand that I'm not looking to be formed. I'm not looking to be, you know, put into the hospital necessarily, unless they think that I'm unsafe. You know, in that case, put me in, tie me down, do what you have to do. I've been there. I've done that. You know, I've spent 16 weeks in the hospital and for mental illness, and it's a place where you feel many things. You feel safe and secure, but you feel uncertain of what's going to happen, because you're in this sort of false narrative. You know, it's just, you're sort of just there, and it's not real. It's, you're not being impacted by those speed bumps that tend to derail someone like me. And yeah, as far as the booze and drugs go, again, you know, I shudder. It's just pot, but man, I'm using a lot of it. I like dancing to the edge, and at this point, that means smoking like all day, you know, like to get to the place that I want to go. And if I don't get there, that's depressing as well. Like it's like where is there to turn? Where is there to go? You know? So there's that. Where are we in our adventures on David Berman? You know, we are coming to the end of the Early Times compilation, which means we're near the end of the Arizona record. I believe there's two tracks left. The one that we're going to listen to today, which is a banger, and the theme from the Star Wars Cantina, which will be next week, or I might just do it after this and release them both today because I'm late. Because I've been struggling. And I didn't want to check in with you when I was struggling because I worry that I sound like a whiner and that I sound like somebody who is looking for a quick fix. I don't even know. It's terrible. The whole thing is terrible. And I'm not very articulate today. I'm sorry. But I'm feeling it. Man, I'm feeling it. I'm fucking feeling it. I haven't been out for a walk in 2 weeks. I just haven't been able to get that motivation to go. Well, I went for a little one yesterday. I should say that. I went for like 4 kilometers yesterday. And that's, you know, that's better than nothing. I'm gaining weight. I'm as high as I've been on the scale in over a year after touching the lowest I've been. It's almost like I got to this point and rather than celebrating, I commiserated by just falling into food. I have a big difficulty with pot and food, big difficulty. It definitely, I have to be really on top of it to not go overboard with food when I'm smoking pot. And it always makes me want to drink beer. Pot always makes me want to drink beer afterwards. And so, you know, eating a lot and then drinking beer, that's why I'm here. There you go. That's why I'm here. You know, stepping on the scale, a full 10 pounds heavier than when I got back from the UK. So, God, you know, let's listen to this song. This is a good one. This is an album, you know, one of the emails that I got recommended that I refer to songs as album tracks and singles, you know, even though we're being metaphorical because they weren't necessarily singles. This would be one that I would count as a single. This is one that, you know, is a little bit more, formed, you know. It's not a vague space, to use a Malcolmus reference. It's very specific. It seems very specific and formed in what it is. There's some melodic undertones to the backup vocals that really offer a delight to your ears. I think this is a great song, and this would be another one that I would love to hear somebody try and cover in a pod list if we get around to doing another pod list, which I would like to think that we will next July. That's a long ways away, though. So there's that. This is Welcome to the House of the Bats on the Berman Project. House of the Bats. Welcome to the House of the Bats. Welcome to the House of the Bats. Welcome to the House of the Bats. The stairs so deep it's black. The stairs so deep. The stairs so deep. I can hardly climb the top of the staircase. I'm climbing the stairs to the House of the Bats. My family's family. Welcome to the House of the Bats. My friends.
Frederick Remington sculpture called Cowboy Descending the Mountain at a Petersburg flea market for $800. It's 7 foot tall, but at the bottom it said copyright Frederick Remington. And we want to know whether that's a real Frederick Remington or it's like poured out of a mold. And it's made out
of bronze. Welcome to the House of the Bats. Welcome to the House of the Bats. Welcome to the House of the Bats.
And we fade into chaos. It seems to me that there's more to come there, you know? It's just really hitting a furious pace when they pull the plug on the song. And, you know, that's a little disappointing. But I think it's all there. I think that they're, you know, again, those verse parts with the sha-la-la-la-las and... It almost sounds like he's saying welcome to the House of Labatt's. Maybe that's just me because I'm Canadian and Labatt's is a beer here in Canada and I'm thinking about beer. Labatt's is a pilsner in so much as that it's labeled that way. It's not really a pilsner. It's a very macro brewed generic beer. Labatt Blue. Yeah, stay away. That's what I got to say for you there. So there's that. What did you think of the track? Shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmist.com. Would love to hear your thoughts on the track and what you think of it. I want to, again, apologize for being late with this episode to the tune of, you know, a full week and a day. I apologize for that. I suck. And somehow I'll make it up to you in the end. That's what I have for you this week. So stay cool, stay warm, and please, for heaven's sake, wash your goddamn hands. The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project. Duvra. podcasts and such.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.